Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings. And I say to you, great day, great day, great day. This is Sankofa Infinity coming to you live with Transcending Sankofa. I am your host, Yahshua Elohim. What a glorious day it is to be alive. To be alive and to be the expression and the manifestation of the Creator. The Creator of all that is and all that will ever be. In the body of the all is where we all live, move, and have our being. I cannot do anything without that indwelling force within my being. And that is how I show up to demonstrate my divinity. Today, I wanted to talk about freeing yourself from the bonds and the chains that bind you. Now, before I came on, I had the song by Kirk Franklin, Free Yourself or Chained, Free Yourself from the Chains, okay? There was a lot of talk about what is truth. This is truth. No one knows the truth except the beholder who is holding the truth. You know exactly what your truth is. There are different versions of truth that make up the one whole. The one. Anything, any person, place, thing, or idea that comes into your life and inserts and impacts you in such a way that it frees you from the bonds within your mind or the chains within your mind or the prison in your mind, frees you from that, right then and there, you have met truth. Now, over time, that truth may expand itself because we're talking about infinite intelligence here. And because of it being infinite, it is always, 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 and always will be evolving into the next, into the next, into the new. Yet there's nothing new under the sun. So, I can only speak my versions of truth. And if there's a resonance within your being that resonates with what I am saying, then we have met on the same frequency. We have met on the same frequency, and there's a correspondence between what I know and what you know, which is what connects us to all, which is what connects us. So when you know the truth about a thing, it frees you from the emotional bonds that you have within yourself or the feelings, the discord of feelings that you have within yourself or the thoughts that you have within yourself. And it all goes back to thought, because nothing can be created without thought first, without you thinking it into existence. And a lot of times we think things into existence, they come into fruition, but the manifestation of it or the result of it is showing us something that we did not want. We did not want to create. And the reason why it's showing up is because it is an underlining feeling that you may have about a situation, that you may have about yourself. You know, it is easy. It is as easy as baking a cake, and your intentions is to put all the ingredients in that cake to make it whatever it's supposed to be, however it's supposed to taste. It is your intention. You have the intention. But somewhere in the midst of you placing the intention, your attention was distorted, was kind of misaligned, out of order, if you will. So when this happens, we have to continue to sift through it, sift through our thoughts until we come to a place where we have clear thinking, clear, right, direct, and exact thinking. And let me tell you about thinking clearly. You think about something. Let's say you think about something that you desire. And you think about it with clear thinking. And when I say clear thinking, I'm saying that it's not, you have no attachments to that thinking. You're just thinking it. When you begin to do clear thinking, you think it and you let it go. Or you don't even have to let it go. It just goes. It goes out to do the thing in which it needs to be done. It goes out to do the thing in which needs to be done. And oftentimes you may speak it. You may speak it. In your speaking, you may bring it forth. You may call it forth. You may summon it. Summon it into your space. And it can be from any direction. It doesn't have to come from where you think it should be coming from. And for a matter of fact, it never comes from where you think it should be coming from. It comes from left field somewhere. And the amazing thing and the most beautiful thing about it is that you can't make it up. It's something that you wouldn't have thought of. You could not have brought your mind to even think about it. Okay, I think I have a call here. 485, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just listening. Interesting topic, though.
Thank you. Clear thinking. Now, how do we get to clear thinking? We sit with ourselves. We sit with ourselves so that we can talk to ourselves and we can have a dialogue with ourselves. This is an issue because we don't talk to ourselves. And when we do talk to ourselves, we devalue, we degrade, we put down ourselves. We put more into the thing outside of us than we do the thing inside of us. The Bible tells me, greater is he that is in me than he that is out there in the world. Now, there's an indwelling force that is within you that is always available to you, beckoning for you to come into its presence so that you can establish a relationship with it. That is your divinity, and that is the ultimate relationship that you should be cultivating, that we all should be cultivating, because out of that relationship, every other relationship is created. Now think about it. If you don't have a relationship with thyself, look at your other relationships. You would have to examine each relationship. And when things go wrong in other relationships, you have to go back to the ultimate relationship with self, Know thyself and you will know God. You know why you will know God? Because you will come. You will become that. You will become a part of that. Now, you will be God in a part, not in amount, because we have not the mind to contain such power. But because we are made out of just that likeness and image of that power, we have just a little bit of it. It's like a mustard seed, and that's all it takes. As simple as that. That is all it takes. It's a simple mustard seed. You establish a relationship with that mustard seed, divine mustard seed within you. Guess what it turns into? The tree of life. And when it turns into the tree of life, guess what happens? You begin to cultivate faculties within that tree of life. Now, we can talk about the Kabbalion because that's where I'm coming from. We can talk about the Kabbalion. We can talk about the Hermetic philosophy. All these things are intertwined with one another. They're enmeshed with one another. They're braided into one another. You begin to learn about the cause and effects, begin to learn about the universal laws, the nature of laws. And this is the very foundation in which we must all stand on at the end of the day. It's not about politicians. It's not about war. It's not about crimes and this and that. It's about you establishing a relationship with the divine within yourself, that small mustard seed, so that it sprouts up as the tree of life, and you give life out of that tree of life. And as you give life out of that tree of life, you begin to perceive life as good, as a good thing, no matter what is going on, because you have a deep understanding of your divinity. You go, you will learn, you will begin to learn and comprehend that there is no partiality when it comes to divinity. It is very impartial, it is impersonal, and it doesn't get caught up in itself. Matter of fact, it creates, and it is not absorbed by its creation. And that's how we have to be. If we're going to create a thing, don't get caught up in how it was created. Just let it be. Let it do what it do. Let it do whatever it needs to do. Because at the end of the day, we're just vessels. We're just vessels, vehicles being used by this divine force. But because we have free will, you have to surrender to that will. It is not my will, but it is thy will. So let thy will be done unto me, because the divine will is all good, whole, perfect, and complete. It is right and exact. It is in order, because it loves order. It loves order, and it loves to love. So, now, at the end of this message, love thyself, because in loving thyself, you will begin to love the divine within you. At the end of the day, it's nothing but love, and that love goes back into yourself. When everyone has gone home, your friends are not around, your parents have left you, your children have gone wherever they're gone, you're left by yourself, with yourself. In that moment, you need to begin to love yourself. What am I saying? Love myself? Yes, love yourself. Love everything that is within you, no matter what the circumstances and conditions and situations are. No matter what, love yourself more than anyone outside of you can love you. Love yourself. And as you give unto that love within yourself, you love everything outside of you. You love the books that you read. You love the plants that you look at. You love the pictures. You love to hear the laughter of an individual. You're just full of love. You're just full of love. And that's all you want to radiate for life. That's all you want to radiate. And as you radiate, you will draw unto you all that you need to have, all that you must have, and all things that must support who you are and whatever you're trying to be. So that is my message for this morning. Thank you, listener. It was definitely good to hear. It's always good to hear male, especially when you're a woman. I'm a woman, so I enjoy the masculine energy coming forth. When I hear it, it's on. It's on and popping because there's a connection between the masculine and the feminine. But that's just another topic. But I say to you all, be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light, and let it do what it do. Let it do what it do because it knows what to do through you. And I say namaste.
Please lose your stronghold.